Ephesians chapter 5. There are certain messages that I, you know what? I don't think this thing's on. And I haven't even been waved at yet. That's amazing. Well, at least I didn't see it. I don't know, maybe I was. There are certain messages that I think are necessary for us to often, subjects that we need to look at and be reminded of. I call these reset messages. Now, this morning was a reset message. Tonight is a reset message. It's where we just need to be mindful of the fact that this is an extremely important topic in our lives. And in Ephesians chapter 4, in verse 18, it talks about being filled with the Spirit. And it says, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And then it goes on and says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. When you're filled with the Spirit, that is one of the effects of Spirit filling, is having a joyful heart. Not only having a joyful heart, though, but the next verse, and this is going to be our text tonight, is having a thankful heart. I'm going to be speaking tonight on giving thanks always. So let's all stand together. And I would like you to read with me out loud in unison verse 20. This, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20. Let's read it together. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, thank you so much for being our God, for being our Savior, for being our Deliverer. Thank you, Lord, for the salvation that we have full and free in the Lord Jesus Christ. God, the truth is we have much to be thankful for. And yet sometimes, Lord, we forget about how much that we owe to you, how much need to be thankful, and how good you have really and truly been to us. I pray, Lord, that this message tonight would be a reminder of that and just kind of set a reset button in our own hearts and minds and lives, that we would be a thankful people. Spirit-filled people are thankful people. And God, help us to realize that we have much to be grateful for tonight. We pray your blessings upon the message. We ask, God, that you would speak to us through your word and by your Spirit. We'll be careful to thank you for it in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. The verse tells us that not only that we need to be thankful, but in everything give thanks. And it's not just everything, but it's everything all the time. All the time on a continual basis, we ought to be thankful for the things that God has done for us. We ought to be known as a thankful, grateful people, not a complaining, griping people. And again, I go back to the nation of Israel. I believe because they were not outwardly thankful and did not express that thanks for what God had done for them, they ended up missing out on the whole. One of the basic reasons why God took them out of Egypt in the first place was to get them ready so they go to the promised land. That whole first generation missed it. I mean, the reason why they left Egypt was so they could go into the promised land, and they totally missed the thing. And I really believe one of the reasons why they missed it was because they just weren't grateful for what they had. Every time they came up against a problem, they griped and they complained. And listen, I understand there are problems in life. Life is not a bed of roses, you know, contrary to what some may tell you. And life does have problems, and life does have difficulties. But in those difficulties and in those problems, we need to be known as a grateful people. And I found this, that you can do this. You can be grateful and thankful for everything at all times if you're humble. If you're not humble, then you think you deserve better. And you know, the saying has, it's kind of gone through the church, and I'm glad it has. Oftentimes when you ask somebody in our church, how you doing, they'll say, well, better than I deserve. Do we really believe that? If we have a humble attitude, we really will believe it. And I say that not to just to repeat the mantra, so to speak, but I say it to remind myself, yeah, pal, you've got it better than you deserve. And you need to be constantly reminded of that fact. If we're humble, we'll be grateful. If we aren't humble, and one of the signs and significations of a lack of humility is a complaining spirit. And honestly, you know, if you're looking for stuff to complain about, it's not hard to find, okay? You can look at things that are going on around in this, not only in this world, but even in our country. You can, you know, there's all, listen, that we are not shortlisted for things to complain about in New York State, amen? I mean, we're really not. But be careful, okay? Be careful. Because if you're not careful, you'll start doing more complaining than you'll do being grateful. Now, one of the things that brought this to my attention, a positive thing that brought this to my attention, was after our Beast Feast. Al Salvage, who headed up the Beast Feast, put up a thank you note. And I think it's still there. It was, I know, earlier this week. And it was, thank you for this, and thank you for that, and thank you for this, and thank you for that. And honestly, when I read through that thank you note, I got under conviction. Because I don't know that I'm that grateful for everything that's around me. And it reminded me of the fact that, boy, you know, if you have a grateful spirit, you won't have a complaining spirit. And if you've got a complaining spirit, you won't have a grateful spirit. Those two just don't coexist. They're not good friends together. And you can do this. You can give thanks for all things all the time if you believe Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now, if you really, you know, you can quote the verse, but if you really believe that verse, then there's nothing that comes into your life that you can't thank God for, because it's there for a purpose, it's there for a reason, it's there to bring you closer to God. And you'll be a thanker rather than a grumbler and a complainer and a griper. What happens if you're not thankful? You know, is this business of ingratitude, is this really as big of a deal as what sometimes we make it out to be? Yeah, I think it really is. Go with me to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. And go to Romans 1, but then go somewhere else first. Go to Romans 1 and get that. And then go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. We'll look at 2 Timothy 3 first, and then we'll go to Romans 1. 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 and 2 says, this know also, then in the last days perilous times shall come. How many believe that we are in the last days today? Let me see your hands, okay? I do too. I think it's pretty unanimous. We are definitely in the last days. What is last days? Well, it's a perilous time. That means there's dangers. And one of the dangers is for us as Bible-believing Christians slipping into the form of the world. And can I tell you, one of the forms of the world is ingratitude. One of the forms of the world is being a constant complainer. And so it says, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. the proud, the lovers of their own selves, the covetousness, those are all prequels to the ingratitude that's talked about at the end of the verse. And right after unthankful comes unholy. That's an easy thing to slip into. And because we live in those kind of days, be careful, because you're susceptible to it. I'm susceptible to it. It's easy. This is a mode of ingratitude that is easy to slip into. Go to Romans chapter 1. And in Romans 1, look in verse 21. Romans chapter 1 and verse 21 says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. And as you continue on to the end of the chapter, I mean, it gets worse and it gets worse and it gets worse. Where does it start? Well, it starts with two things. The downward slope starts with, number one, a lack of praise. We're not remembering who God is and being careful to praise him for who he is. And then secondly, lack of gratefulness for not only for who he is, but for what he does on a regular basis. And when we get into that mode, we become susceptible to all other kinds of sins that you find throughout the rest of that chapter. God's simplest commands, and this is a simple command, be thankful for everything all the time. Pretty simple. But God's simplest commands are sometimes the toughest to live from the standpoint of it's easy to slip out of it. And so let's just be reminded of the fact that God wants us to be thankful all the time for everything that's in our lives. What are some of the all things that God wants us to be thankful for? Well, I've categorized it into three different categories. First of all people. All people. Be thankful for those who have influenced your life. And if they're still alive and they're still around, whenever you see them, tell them. I had the opportunity on Friday night to go up to hear Brother Gipp, my wife and I did, and there was a man that was there. In fact, he was one of the first guys that I saw that I recognized. His name is Brother Bear, and now his name is Pastor Bear. He's pastoring. At the time I first met him, he wasn't pastoring. He was a member of Dale Nugent's church over in Elma, New York. And I was pastoring over in Western New York at the time. We were up in the hospital. I believe it was with Jonathan. We had had.
I thought it was with Jonathan.
Yeah, I think it was John.
They also mentioned a lady that had cancer.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but anyway, I think we were there for John, and he and his wife were there. They had an incident with one of their sons, and. What happened was he had a stick in his hand, and he was running with a stick, and he tripped and fell and went into his mouth, through the roof of his mouth, up into his brain. And they were, as you can understand, were fit to be tied. And we just happened to be at the right place at the right time. We talked to him. We said, listen, we've had these kind of things happen. We've got 5 kids. Our son Jonathan has been in the hospital numerous times, and we had a chance to pray with him and so forth. Every time I see that guy, and this was no exception, he said, thank you. Thank you for being a blessing and being an encouragement. I don't say that, you know, again, that's one of those things that where someone's thanking me and God's putting me under conviction because, hey, I need to make sure that I am that grateful. When people have been placed in your life to do special things for you, don't ever forget to thank them. There are people who have helped you through tough times. Be thankful to them. There are people who have taught you things that you would not have learned otherwise, or you would not have known. And sometimes they teach you from a positive standpoint Sometimes they're a negative example to you. You might not want to go up to them and say, well, thank you for your negative example, because it taught me to avoid the pitfalls of life. No, I don't think you want to do that. But you ought to be thankful for those who have taught you things in life. And this is where it gets tough, okay? And you might, again, you don't go up and you don't thank them for it, because it's kind of rubbing salt in the wound. But be thankful for the thorns in your flesh in life. You know, when Paul said over in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 that God allowed the messenger of Satan to buffet him, there's a good possibility that messenger of Satan was another person. And it didn't say Satan, it said a messenger of Satan. You know, that thing was a thorn in his flesh. Now, maybe it was something physical. We don't know. You know, some say, well, it was his eyesight, and others say it was other physical problems that he had. But regardless, he learned that God's grace was sufficient. He asked for the thorn to be removed 3 times, and God finally said the third time, no, and he says, my grace is sufficient for thee. But you can tell by the way that he approaches that whole subject in that chapter in 2 Corinthians 12, he's thankful. You know, he's talking about rejoicing in affliction and rejoicing in troubles and trials. And so be thankful for those things, for people even that have opposed you. In fact, take your Bibles and turn to Philippians. Philippians chapter 1. Look at Philippians 1. Starting in verse 12. Philippians 1. Philippians 1, 12. Philippians 1, 12 says, but I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather under the furtherance of the gospel, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places. In other words, he's saying, because I'm imprisoned, I've had an opportunity to get the gospel places where I wouldn't otherwise. That's a thankful spirit. Look in verse 14. And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. The one preached Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds. In other words, they're trying to hurt him. They're trying to hurt him. What's his response? Verse 17, but the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel, what then, notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. I mean, when you think of the Apostle Paul, and now understand, he wrote this in prison, and it's nothing like any of the prisons that we have in New York State. It's a whole different ball game back during that time. And he wrote that in prison, and he wrote it with, it's obvious. You see a grateful spirit. You see a thankful spirit. Be thankful, even for the thorns in your flesh, even for the folks that maybe just drive you absolutely crazy. They're there for a purpose, and we need to be thankful. Be thankful for those who have encouraged you, for family, for neighbors, for acquaintances, friends, authorities, people at work, people at school, church folks. God has placed everyone in your path for a reason. You're in Philippians. Just go, you're in Philippians 1. Just flip over to Philippians 1:3 and look what Paul said. He said about the Philippian Christians, he said, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. When God brings someone to your mind, whether it be in a positive way or in a negative way, Think of that as a, don't just think of that as a thought that comes through your mind. Think of it as a prayer reminder and an opportunity to give thanks to God for that individual being in your life because they have made a contribution to your life and have helped you in one way or another. So we ought to thank God for people. We ought to thank God also for material things, for things that God sends our way. And there are times when God sends special things our way to meet and fill special needs. We ought to be thankful for it. We also ought to be thankful for everyday things. And when I say everyday things, be specific. A couple of things I try to thank God for every single morning is I thank God for the sleep that I got, whether it be a lot or whether it be little. And I find the older I get, the more sporadic the sleep patterns become. But nonetheless, you still are able to sleep somewhat. And you thank God for sleep and you thank God for food. Now, you know, when was the last time you thanked God for your eggs or you thank God for your, well, you probably don't thank God for broccoli, right? But, you know, you but you should. It's good stuff. Broccoli, spinach, potatoes. You look at, you know, we saw a little bit of this during COVID. And I think if the Lord tarries his coming, I think we could possibly see more of it. I think there's going to be times, there could be times when we'll go to the grocery store and things won't be there like we expect it to be there. Be thankful for what you have rather than saying, oh man, I went to, you know, during COVID, I went to get toilet paper and I couldn't get toilet paper. Well, be thankful for the times that you were able to. And be thankful for whatever it is that God does give to you. You know, in the case of food, you might not be able to always get all the food that you want. We've been spoiled in America, and that's, you know, I don't say that to berate us. I think it's because God has blessed America. Amen? I really do. But sometimes we just take those things for granted, those everyday things, and we ought to really, you know, be thankful for those everyday things. You know, for instance, be thankful for electricity. You know, we complain because the price of energy is going up. And I'm glad it was a mild winter this winter, because if it wasn't a mild winter, we'd have been paying through the nose, believe me. And my energy bills really aren't much different than they have been during some of the rough winters. If it was a rough winter, it would have been sky high. But just be thankful that you got electricity. You know, with the way New York State's going, you might not have electricity all the time. We might become like California eventually and have brownouts all the time. But regardless, just be thankful for what you have, the simple things in life. You know, we often talk about the good old days, but really when you think about it, the good old days really weren't all that great, because we didn't have a lot of the things back years ago that we have today. And sometimes we think of those things fondly because we just forget to thank God for what we have right now. And if you thank him continually for even the simple things, you know, when was the last time you thanked God for a warm bed? When was the last time you thanked God for a roof over your head that didn't leak? When was the last time you thanked God for water? When was the last time you thanked God for just the simple things in life, the everyday things that we just simply take for granted? And you say, oh, Pastor, you know, you're going overboard on this thing. No, I don't think I am at all, because God knew that when he got ready to send Israel into the promised land, and he warned them of it. Go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy is a book that is a preparation book for the promised land and for conquering the land that God had promised to them. And in Deuteronomy chapter 6, look with me down in verses 10 through 12. Verse 10 says, and this is after he tells him in verses 4 and 5 to love the Lord thy God with all your heart and all thy soul and with all thy might. And then he says, teach it to your children. And then you look down in verse 10 and it says, and it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things, which thou fillest not, and wells digged, which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees, which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full. Now that right there is a description of modern day America. That's where we are. A lot of what we have, we didn't do. You know, it was all planned before us. It was done before us. And we have it today. And now we, you know, I'm sure there's probably not very many people, if anybody, in here tonight who is sitting here hungry. You've probably had some food throughout the day. And you're fed. You're taken care of. It says in verse 12, then beware, lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Don't forget that you wouldn't have all the things that we have if it wasn't for God. And it's real easy when we get full and we get fat and happy that we cease giving thanks to God for what he's done for us. So we ought to be thankful for people, for material things that God puts in our lives. We ought to be thankful for circumstances and even simple ones. When was the last time it was pouring rain outside? I've had this happen often. Pouring rain. I'm going to Walmart, my favorite place. No, I'm being very, very, my tongue is firmly planted in my cheek. I hate Walmart. I do. It never fails. When I go to Walmart, if I have to pick up something in particular, I'm not just going in there to grab a little quick thing and go, but there's something, a couple of things in particular. If I have to get two things, one thing is way up toward the front of the store, and the other thing is all the way in the back in the grocery section. You know, my wife will say, pick up milk. Well, I'm going to get a prescription at the pharmacy, and then I'm going to get milk, and the milk is all the way in the back on the other side of the store. And you know, I didn't ask for a daily exercise. I just asked to go get some things at the grocery store. But nonetheless, you're going to Walmart and it's absolutely teeming. It's pouring rain. And everybody else has got the same idea to go to Walmart that day. You're riding around looking for a parking spot. Well, there's plenty of parking spots, but they're all about a quarter of a mile away from the front door. And then all of a sudden one opens up. Do you thank God for that? You say, oh, come on, you don't thank God. I try to. I really do. I thank the Lord for that. Because I find if I thank the Lord for the simple stuff, I'll thank the Lord for the other stuff. And it's oftentimes that simple stuff that we take for granted. Be thankful to God for the good circumstances in life. Be thankful to God for the adverse circumstances in life. Because those adverse things is where you learn things. It's where God teaches you lessons. It's where we have to really trust God and depend upon him. Whether it's good or bad weather or car breakdowns or health breakdowns, sickness, financial prosperity or financial need. Learn to go to God and to thank him for those things that are in your life. Thank him for times when you've failed. Some of the greatest lessons that I've learned in life, I've learned because I've fallen flat on my face. Now, have I enjoyed doing that? No, absolutely not. But you know what? Those things were necessary. They were needful. They were needful to me. And God can take those things and use them to teach us things. So be thankful for circumstances in your life. Now, when should we be thankful? We ought to be thankful at all times. The Bible says we ought to be thankful always for all things. We all often don't become thankful for what we have until we lose it. And then when we lose it, then we say, boy, I didn't realize what I had. Well, let's learn to be thankful before we lose it and before it becomes a need. Thank the Lord in private. Thank the Lord in public. You ought to, whenever you spend time in prayer, you ought to always start off with gratitude. Don't pray without thanking God for something. Thank God for something. One thing that you always should thank God for, and really, we should do it on a daily basis. Every day, we shouldn't let a day go by without thanking God that we're saved. You know, it's just, you know, Brother Gipp always starts, just about always, starts off his messages, isn't it good to be saved? Well, it is good to be saved. And you ought to be thankful that you are. You know, if you ever just sat down and thought about where would I be, no matter where you are in life, whether you're on the young side or the older side or somewhere in between, you ever thought about where you'd be today if Christ hadn't saved you? Some of you kids that are in here tonight, where would you be today if your parents never got saved? You wouldn't have the family. You say, well, our family's got problems. No kidding. We'll join the club. Whose family doesn't? But where would you be without Jesus Christ? I'll tell you one thing, you wouldn't be in church right now. And you certainly wouldn't have what you have. Because Jesus Christ makes the difference, and we ought to just be thankful for what we've got. It's being thankful not just in private and in prayer, but also being thankful in public. When was the last time you were in a public situation, whether it be work or whatever, and you just thank God for something? You said, "Man, I'm thankful to God for," and then fill in the blank. Whenever you get a blessing, be sure you thank God first. Be thankful to individuals, and we ought to be grateful to individuals, but we ought to first and foremost be thankful to God. Be thankful in the morning when you get up, sometime after an hour and a half, when you're starting to actually be able to think in a rational manner. That's about how long it takes me. But spend time just thanking God for the things that He has allowed to come into your life. During the day, be thankful. When you go to bed, thank the Lord for specific things that have come into your life during that day. Whenever you have the opportunity, break into having a grateful spirit to God. One thing you can always do, and know that you're smack dab in the middle of God's will when you're doing it, is to be thankful. Go with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I love this verse. This is a verse surrounded by other kind of quick commands. Whenever I think of 1 Thessalonians 5, I think of a parent who is sending their child to camp. And just before they go out the door, they say, now remember to do this, and remember to do that, and remember this, and remember that. And don't forget, that's kind of what the Apostle Paul is doing here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And in verse 13, he says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Anytime you give thanks for and in every situation, you are smack dab in the middle of the will of God. You know you can never go wrong by giving thanks unto Him. Take your Bibles, and the last verse we'll look at is Psalm 100. Go to Psalm 100. Psalm 100. And let's do this. Let's read verses 4 and 5. Let's read it together out loud in unison. Psalm 100, verses 4 and 5. Let's start with verse 4. It says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." That's something you can say all the time, every day, any time of the day. God is good. And all God's people said, Amen. He really is. He's good. And we ought to be continually thankful. Now, why am I making such a big deal about this? Because I had the opportunity to watch a situation in a church where they had a good church, they had a good pastor, and it wasn't me. God had blessed this church in so many different ways. And yet the people had a complaining spirit. And there were little things. I mean, things that, yes, you could complain about, but really, if you spent time thanking God for all the blessings that he had given, and I watched in a front row seat, I watched this church get blessed over and over, and I watched the people of the church get blessed over and over, and yet there was just an ungrateful spirit. And I said to my wife, I said to her one day, I said, "You know, I'm fearful. Because if that isn't taken care of," and by the way, an ungrateful spirit is very contagious. You complain about something to somebody, and then they in turn complain to you about something else, and that thing just kind of flips. You got to be so careful of that thing. But I said, man, if they don't realize what they have, they're going to have problems. Sure enough, several years later, and I don't remember the time span, but that thing just blew sky high. What happened was there were some people that came in from the outside. They also had a complaining spirit, but they were more manipulative with it. And they began to manipulate some of the people. That complaining spirit rather than a grateful spirit is infectious. And 2/3 of the church just left. And they were left with a shell of a church. And literally, I've watched that kind of thing happen in other cases, but I've never seen it so profound and so prolific as I saw it in this one particular case. And I saw it coming down the road. One of the things we don't want to get is we don't want to get an ungrateful spirit. Paul lived under an oppressive government. Does that sound familiar to you? You know, we've got a government that's getting increasingly oppressive, and particularly in this state. But when you think of the Apostle Paul and you think of what he said about circumstances, situations, even when he was in jail, do you get a negative kind of attitude from him, or do you get a very positive attitude toward him? You get a very positive attitude from him, not toward him, from him. His speech was characterized as appreciative and as uplifting. There isn't a book that is more joyful and positive and grateful. He starts out in the book of Philippians, and he's in jail when he's writing this. He says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. That was Paul's attitude. And yet, you look at the circumstances surrounding him, and they weren't good. They just weren't good circumstances. But Paul had a grateful spirit. We need to be thankful for all things, and to be thankful always. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Father, thank you for reminding us tonight in your word that in everything and for everything, we need to give thanks. It is so easy to become a complaining people. It is so easy to see the things that are wrong instead of seeing the things that have been accomplished and that are right. And, the things that are difficulties or things that need to be taken care of, they seem to glare at us. And if we're not careful, we'll become more problem-oriented than we are solution-oriented. We'll become more critical than we are thankful. And Lord, I'm talking from experience. I have fallen into that thing more times than you want to think about. But God, help us to hit that reset button tonight and say, there's an awful lot I have to give thanks for, and I need to make it a habit. And I need to on purpose. And Lord, if we don't purpose to be thankful, we'll be critical by default. If we don't purpose to be grateful, we'll complain and gripe by default. We, as your people, have so much to be thankful for. And most of all, we thank you for the salvation that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. God, work in our hearts tonight. Help us, Lord, to make some decisions to decide to be a grateful people. Being grateful is not something that just happens by default. It's something that happens on purpose. Help us to be purposefully grateful to a wonderful, gracious God who's been so good to us. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray.